before. Teacher, I finally read the poet you said to avoid years ago. You must have believed that you were doing me good, thought that his style was communicable, my immunity not yet built to his simple tricks to how he might remove the coins from my ears. And yes, his poems line up like volcanoes at a science fair, only representations of fearsome things, little boys nearby eager to provoke a foamy bubbling over. Teacher, you taught me something else. Avoidance. Remove. X-rays show us what Vermeer omitted. A dog from the door, a portrait of Cupid hung behind the girl with her mysterious missive. Here I sit, exploring the empty corners of canvas, wondering if anyone can author absence. How the poet caught the click of crickets like a cough, made a mild ruckus, a seance out of a shaking poplar branch. Teacher, I remember the poet visited our campus to be celebrated, having then achieved one of the few great honors, while just next door, trained rats navigated tunnels, tubes, teeter-totters, one of our school's annual events. Those rats finding nothing but conclusion, something worth eating. What is complete? This weekend spent waiting for my first child to appear, calling all the emptiness around me before. But with every push of the boat from the shore, I pull the shore along. The book, finished, finds its slim space, uncatalogued, in before's expanding wings. Teacher, I'm not the same as I was then, which is ever before, when we chose the scrambling, expectant rats instead, when quiet was for old men and not us.